And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 14th of September, 2016. It was on this day, 1741, George Friedrich Handel finished his oratorio, Messiah. He'd gotten the libretto in July, worked at a furious pace, doing nothing else, just composing morning to night, got it done in about 24 days. It was originally written for the Easter season, and it was first heard in Dublin at a charity concert the following April. The Dublin News Letter reported that Messiah, quote, far surpassed anything of that nature which has been performed in this or any other kingdom, unquote. It was on this day, 1814, a lawyer named Francis Scott Key wrote his poem Defense of Fort McHenry, which we know as the Star-Spangled Banner. It was the War of 1812. The British had marched into Washington, D.C. They'd burned the Capitol and the White House, then moved on to Baltimore, which was a major port city defended by Fort McHenry, and they began bombarding it with 1,500 bombs, rockets, and cannonballs. But in the morning, the American flag was still flying, and Francis Scott Key scribbled down some ideas for a poem, finished it later that day at his hotel. Within days, it had circulated, was being sung to the tune of a drinking song to Anacreon in Heaven. Did not become our official national anthem until 1931. The flag that flew over the fort, 30 by 42 feet, was preserved, and it is now in the Smithsonian in Washington. Here's a poem for today by William Clefcorn, My Love for All Things Warm and Breathing. I have seldom loved more than one thing at a time, yet this morning I feel myself expanding, each part of me soft and glandular, and under my skin is room enough now for the loving of many things, and all of them at once, these students especially, not only the girl in the yellow sweater, whose name, Laura Buxton, is somehow the girl herself, Laura for the coy, green, mellowing eyes, Buxton for all the rest, but also the simple girl in blue on the back row, her mouth sad beyond all reasonable inducements, and the boy with the weight problem, his teeth at work even now on his lower lip, and the grand profusion of hair and nails and hands and legs and tongues and thighs and fingertips and wrists and throats, yes, of throats, especially throats, through which passes the breath that joins the air that enters through these ancient windows, that exits, that takes with it my own breath inside this room just now, my love for all things warm and breathing, that lifts it high to scatter it fine and enormous into the trees and the grass, into the heat beneath the earth, beneath the stone, into the boundless lust of all things bound but gathering. A poem by William Clefcorn, My Love for All Things Warm and Breathing, from his collection Cottonwood County, published by Windflower Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Lumosity, with a 10-minute fit test to calculate baseline scores and training programs with 50 challenging brain games. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by TIAA, whether it's investing, advice, banking, or retirement, TIAA is committed to helping those who do good do well. Learn more at TIAA.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.